AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the House, like Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, have been delivering sharp questions for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes.
They're asking about the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci is now retired, but during the pandemic, he was the government's top infectious disease specialist. California Democrat Michael Garcia came to Fauci's defense.
You are an American hero, and your team has done more to save lives than all 435 members of this body on both sides of the aisle.
Republicans have been looking into whether U.S.-funded research in China may have played a role in how the pandemic started. Vice President Kamala Harris will represent the U.S. at this month's Swiss-organized Global Peace Summit on the war in Ukraine. National Security Spokesman John Kirby was asked if it looks bad President Biden is not going.
What looks bad is when we have a supplemental request sitting in, on Capitol Hill for 6 months. And House Republicans refuse to move on it to supply the arms and ammunition that Ukraine needs while they're getting attacked in the Donbass. And then the Russians decide to start attacking Kharkiv. That's what looks bad.
President Biden is scheduled to be at a campaign fundraiser in Los Angeles that day, hosted by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. President Biden issued a statement congratulating Claudia Sheinbaum on her historic election as president of Mexico and saying he looks forward to working closely with her in the spirit of partnership and friendship that reflects the enduring bonds between the U.S. and Mexico. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano began erupting today in an area that last erupted a half century ago. The area surrounding the caldera has been closed to the public since 2008 because of other hazards, including ground cracking. A federal gun case against President Biden's son Hunter opened today with jury selection in Wilmington, Delaware. Wall Street stocks have moved lower. This is AP News. Hong Kong police detained a performance artist leading up to the 35th anniversary of China's Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Signaling the city's shrinking freedom of expression, police took away San Mu Chen on a street of Causeway Bay, a busy Hong Kong shopping district. Before officers approached Chen, he mimed the action of drinking in front of a police van. It's unclear whether the police have formally arrested him. On the same day last year, Chen was also detained after chanting, "Hong Kongers, do not be afraid. Don't forget tomorrow is June 4. For decades, a vigil used to draw at least thousands of people each June 4 to remember the crackdown. But it has vanished under the shadow of a Beijing-imposed security law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police investigating a deadly shooting at a street party in Akron, Ohio over the weekend think at least one person opened fire on the crowd from a vehicle, killing one person. No arrests have been made. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.